Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for being here. Today's show is going to be something that I don't think I've talked about this topic in depth, but it's going to be an interest to, I would say, everybody that has a body. What? You heard me. Everybody that has a body. But before I get into the topic, I just want to share with you what this show is about. Who am I and why am I even? Why do I even have this show? What is this whole reality spirituality about anyway? Years ago when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential and I wanted to be happy. And this wanting to be happy, you know, I put it on a priority. It was on the top of my list. And like everybody else, I was programmed, the title of my second book, Programmed for Unhappiness. I was programmed to believe that people, things, events, titles, jobs, all of this outer stuff was going to satisfy me and make me happy. I mean, I believed it. I thought when I was going to get married, I was going to make me happy. I thought when I traveled around the world, it was going to make. I'm telling you, people, you know, you get to a certain state and get to a certain point, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm not happy for a minute, but then the roller coaster goes down. You know, the roller coaster goes up, then the roller coaster goes down, and I'm telling you that roller coaster when it goes down doesn't feel too good. So this happiness, it was elusive. It was, where is it? Why can't I hold on to it? Why can't I keep it? And it was an urge. It was a passion. It was something that was a burning desire to get to that state, to feel happy. And when I say this word happy, I'm really talking about an internal contentment, a state of mind, and when the mind is at peace, peace in mind, that's what I'm talking about. I define happiness as being able to feel peaceful, to be content, to feel satisfied, regardless of what's happening outside, and regardless of what doesn't happen. Regardless of things, oh, I want this, it's going to make me happy, I desire this, and all of that stuff is just not true. It's never about out there. It's an internal state of being. And it is about being, people, my dear audience. It is about being. It's not about doing anything. It's about being. Actually, it's being who you are. We were all, this happiness is our birthright. This happiness is who we are. This peace, this contentment is who we are. It's all about discovering self, true self, and who you really are. Not this identity of mother, father, daughter, sister, a coworker. Not that. It's coming back to the internal state and discovering that state and being rooted, and your foundation is that state. It's a real scene, man. I'm telling you. Listen, I looked high and low on the outside. Trust me, I looked for it everywhere. Everywhere. It's like Dorothy and in The Wizard of Oz, you know, it's coming back home. It's coming back to that internal state. And that is the place where peace lives. That's the place where your peace lives all the time. It's the bottom of the ocean. You know, I love these National Geographic specials, these documentaries, and you know, sometimes they show divers going all the way to the deepest part of the ocean where the sun doesn't even get through. The animals down there, the fish down there, all of the crazy-looking fish down there, they don't even have eyeballs. They don't even see because there's no light. So can you imagine how peaceful that place is? That's what I'm talking about. That's a long way to go around to the story. That's what I'm talking about, being in the state of peace all the time. All the time. And is it possible? The answer is yes, but, here we go. It is a practice. It is a daily practice. It is a commitment to practice. Practice what? Practice what? Practice meditating? No. Practice the behaviors that add to happiness and eliminate the behaviors that subtract from happiness. It's just that simple. And the list is long, people. The list is long because we were all programmed to do all of these things. And when I say, let me just be specific because I don't like people talking in general. I like specifics. Let me just shoot you a few things that subtract from your happiness. Here we go. You can jot them down. I'm gonna say them pretty quick. There's a lot. There's a lot, and I have to say, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I've mastered a lot of these things. Blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel. How's that? That's a big one. That's a big one. You can't blame anybody or any situation for how you're feeling. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyway, here we go. Comparing yourself to others. All of these things that I'm going to list subtract from happiness. Comparing yourself to others. Noticing what anyone else is doing. Talking about what anyone else is doing. Thinking anything is serious. Thinking anything is important. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Sharing bad news. Expectations. All expectations subtract from happiness. Giving power to words. Allowing words to have power. Attachments, any attachments, living in the past, living in the future, all judgments subtract from happiness. Having preferences, oh, this is the hard one, folks, this is the hard one. Having preferences, that means I prefer this over that. And the only way I can practice this, I mean, in my real life, I can get away with personal things, not having preferences. I've already been kicked in the butt on that. But the hard part is having a football team that I would prefer to win, because I'm telling you, I look at these football games and these people that lose, especially the home teams. Oh my God, it's such, ooh Lord, if the home team loses, a whole stadium filled with people that are sad and depressed and faces down and sad faces, upside down smiles because their team lost. What about just rooting for the fun of the game and the athleticism of the game and the talent and the skill of the game? That's what I'm trying to work on. But you know, hey, I'm practicing too. Resisting what is, trying to control anyone or anything outside of self, complaining, getting embarrassed. You know, can you be happy and be embarrassed at the same time? And the only reason why people are embarrassed. The only reason why people get embarrassed is why? Does anybody know the answer out there? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Hello? The answer is you get embarrassed because you care about what other people think. That's why I can get embarrassed. Taking anything personally, and I'm talking about anything. I don't care if they're using your name. I don't care if they're looking at you and calling your name and saying, you are a... Don't take any of that personal. None of it. Because when people are angry, it's only coming from their... It's only because they're angry inside of themselves. It has nothing to do with you. Now, they're going to blame you for it. Oh, trust me. I had a whole lifetime of blaming other people of why I was angry. But it's just not the truth. Worrying. Can you be happy and worry at the same time? And the only reason why people worry is because lack of trust. See, all of these things that I'm mentioning, and there's a few more, but all of these things that I'm mentioning all subtract from happiness. And you can take any one of those that I've just said, any one of those, and start practicing. Start practicing letting go. Start practicing to eliminate any one of those. Anything you practice, I mean, you know, we all have our favorites. Find a favorite and practice. Practice, 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 because that's all it is. This happiness, being happier, is really a skill that is practiced like any other skill. Ooh, what an introduction. Jeez Louise, I didn't know I was going to go there. I never know. And before I start with today's topic, I just want to let you know that I am available for talks, for speeches, for weekend retreats. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, because it's one thing I love to do is share this with a live audience, face eyeball to eyeball. It's one of my favorite things to do other than talking to you on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, let's do in the news. I like to do in the news, and sometimes I forget, but I wrote it down today. So in the news, and this is going to be a broad topic. I was, you know, I have a favorite football team. Yes, I do have a favorite football team, but I'm learning, I'm practicing letting go of having a preference, because I'm telling you, if I remember the days when I used to root for teams, and it would ruin my day. It would ruin my mood. It would ruin my vibe. It would ruin my energy if my team lost. Oh, especially if it was a Super Bowl or a NBA championship or a, I'm watching the baseball. I'm not really a baseball fan, but I love watching the playoffs and the World Series. So I you know, the big games. And, of course, I have a team that I like. And when my team loses, I'm telling you. So there was a gentleman that said to me, we're talking about football, and he said, we were talking about, and I was talking about my favorite team. I know, I said no preferences, but I do have a favorite, but listen, I'm working through this, working through it, I'm practicing. And it's the New England Patriots. And so this gentleman said, he says, I hate Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is the quarterback for the New England Patriots. He says, I hate Tom Brady. I said, do you know Tom Brady? I just don't like his attitude. No, I don't know him. I hate him. I don't like his attitude. And let me tell you something, people. You see in the news, I don't care if it's commentary, the social stuff, the social media, people have their opinions about who they like and who they don't like. I'm raising my hand, too. I have, I don't really vibe to these people that get angry. And, it's just not a vibe. But I really have to reel it back, because having a dislike for anyone else, for whatever reason, put your seatbelt on this one. Having a dislike for anyone else for whatever reason means that you have a dislike for self. It's never about the other person. It's always about you. So whatever you see in anyone else that you don't like, oh, they're arrogant, oh, they're liars, oh, they're prejudiced, oh, they're racist, or whatever it is, whatever you call them, you might as well be looking in the mirror. I know that's a hard one. I know that hurts. I know you don't believe it. I know you don't want to believe it, but it's the truth. So that's why I gotta find something good in all these people that I used to couldn't stand. Woo! It's really about when you start feeling satisfied and peaceful about self, you will feel the same way towards others. Okay. Today's topic. Today's topic is you are not your body. Now, this topic has, I don't think I've talked about it before, but especially not in depth. Oh, by the way, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And you can ask me questions or just listen. A few people, you know, it's funny, these people that call in to listen, they just listen. And I like questions. But if I don't get any questions, I don't get questions. Okay, so here we go. Now, when I'm talking about the body, the topic of this show is you are not your body. What I'm really saying, you know, we always talk about, you know, goals, intentions, what do I want? All of these things, the things that I tell the universe that I want more than anything else. It's just more consciousness, more awareness, more peaceful vibes. That's it. Everything else, I'll let it flow, universe. I don't need to want anything other than what is universal. I don't need to want anything else other than what's universal. And so I'm talking about, when I talk about you are not your body, I'm talking about a higher state of consciousness. I'm not talking about this, you know, how we were programmed, identifying with the body. I'm really talking about a higher state of consciousness. So when I say you're not your body, I mean, think about it. We are eternal. We are eternal. We are spirit, our energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. We are eternal beings. We're consciousness. And this body is not. This body is fragile, very fragile. I mean, you raise the temperature too high, you're done. You lower the temperature too low, the body is done. Certain drugs or anything that goes in the body is done. The body is so fragile. But the thing is, I'm telling you this being programmed, and I'm going to speak for myself. I remember just at an early age just not liking my body. And people that know me, I just didn't. I know it's a program thing. I wish I looked a different way. I wish my breath looked a different way. You know, hair different. All of it. It was constant. And I'm not going to blame my parents for anything. But I remember my mother being on a diet forever. My mother was always on some kind of diet, even in her 80s. I got a diet. So when I say that, it's about this dissatisfaction with my body. I mean, I remember being on diets forever too, and diets because I didn't like the way I looked. And I remember taking pictures when I was in my 20s. And I was in a bathing suit on the beach taking pictures. Oh, boy, was I critical about it. Oh, gosh, look at this. I just was never satisfied with how I looked, especially how my body looked. Oh, my goodness. Now, I could put on some clothes and lift some stuff up and tighten something, but take off the clothes, never satisfied. And, I, you know, now that I'm older, I remember looking back at those pictures thinking, Jesus, that was hot. There was nothing wrong with how I looked. But this critical, this program critical of the body, talking about subtracting from your happiness and subtracting from your peace. This constant state of dissatisfaction, especially now that I'm getting older, this attachment to this body, this identifying with my body, has got to stop. And it's funny because I remember going on diets and losing weight. I even remember getting sick and losing weight and getting on the scale. Oh, this, you know, how you have a perfect weight. Say it's 115. I think it was around 115. And then when I was 115, I wanted to be 105. You know, that kind of thing, getting on the scale, looking at the scale and being dissatisfied. And I remember when I got older and for some reason I had some illness and I lost a lot of weight and I was skinny mini. And do you know that I was still dissatisfied with the body even with the weight loss? So I wasn't satisfied with the weight that I was. I wasn't satisfied with my body when I lost weight. I surely wasn't satisfied with my body when I gained weight. So there is a constant yo-yoing of dissatisfaction, and it is a program, it is programmed, my dear audience, this program to be dissatisfied with how you look. How many of you out there, just raise your hand, I'll see it. How many of you out there has ever said or ever felt like, gee, I wish my, you know, curly hair people want straight hair, face. Oh, my nose is too big. My nose is too small. Lips are too thin. Lips are too fat. My height. Oh, I wish I was taller. Oh, I wish I was shorter. Oh, I wish I weighed this amount. This identifying with the body is so deeply rooted, and it is only going to continue to, it is a limited way of thinking, meaning that identifying with this body and wanting it to be different, that is a deep program, people, that I'm now beginning to get. Because getting older, trust me, the body that I had 30 years ago, woo-wee. Well, listen, I still wasn't satisfied with it 30 years ago, but I'm telling you now, what am I going to be? I'm going to breathe my last breath and still be dissatisfied with this body? No, universe, not me. So the beginning of this has to start with not identifying with the body. I am not this body. I am not my body. I am not my face. I am not my hair. I am not my weight. I am not my varicose veins in the legs. I'm none. I'm not the skin that, you know, the saggy skin. Oh, Jesus, saggy skin. I'm not saying it's easy. And we have help. Listen, anytime I take on a new practice, I always ask the universe, how do I let go? And this is the question that I'm going to ask. How do I let go of identifying with this body? How do I let go of that, universe? And you ask the universe these how questions, and you will always get an answer. You will always get an answer. I promise you. So you don't have to feel like you have to do this work and, oh, God, it's going to be hard not identifying with the body. I just throw it out there. That's the universe's job to show me, to reveal to me how. But my question of the day is, how do I let go of identifying with this body? And can you imagine how you would feel, how freeing it would feel to let go of identifying with the body? There are some black women that wear wigs and extensions and all this stuff because of the, I'm not even going to try to pretend I know why. But I remember that what's her name? Oh, okay. She's way out there. Let me tell you, this woman is, interesting. The word is interesting. Her name is Tamar Braxton. She's one of the Braxton sisters. Toni Braxton, she was a singer. Anyway, her sister shaved off all of her head off. No, her sister shaved all of her hair. And she gave an interview, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because it was fascinating. And she says, you know, I am tired of being a slave to my hair and being tired of wearing the wigs. I'm tired of it. And she shaved all of her head off. And she shaved all of her hair off. And she said there's a freedom that you would not believe. So what I'm talking about, same thing with this body, of identifying with it. And can you imagine of how freeing and peaceful you would feel letting go of this looking at the body and having any kind of feeling of dissatisfaction? Now, I'm not here to say everybody has a feeling of dissatisfaction. I'm just going to by my life, and I know that, hey, the skin, the color of the skin, the lightness, the darkness, all of it. The eyes, oh, my eyes are too dark. Oh, brown eyes wanting, blue eyes wanting, hazel eyes, all of it. The look is what I'm talking about. Can you imagine feeling, I'm just going to take a little breath here, feeling satisfied with all of the whole look of the body, the face, the hands, the legs, all of it. I haven't gotten there yet, my dear audience. I'm just letting you know, I'm not there yet. But I plan on, when I commit to being more at peace, that sure would bring a lot of peace to me, feeling satisfied and content and at peace with how I look from the head to the toes. How about you? How about you, my dear audience? What do you think? Do you think that's going to bring you a little bit more peace, a lot more peace, being satisfied with how you look, how much you weigh, how tall you are, how old you are? And I'm telling you, the dissatisfaction is only a program. Who's with me? Anybody? And we're talking, and this is this topic of feeling satisfied with the body is now at the forefront for me, only because of the stage of my life, getting older, and just not looking, Can they get rid of those things, those enemies? The enemy is the mirror. Can they get rid of the mirror? I mean, what the, there are really good mirrors too. Nice mirrors, nice lighting, soft mirrors. I like those mirrors. But these fluorescent lights, but I'm telling you, the practice is to let go of identifying with the body. And that's today's show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. Thank you for listening. It's heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel. I got some videos on YouTube, yes. Either Rebecca Norrington or Reality Spirituality. You can search for that. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com or Lulu.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime. This will be out. I don't know when it's going to be out, but I'm writing it. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. You're always evolving. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Have a conscious week and let go of identifying with that body, because that ain't you. Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.
Now,
that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.